The world as we see it today has been divided by two axes of powers. The West, led by the United States of America, the UK, the EU, Canada, Japan, South Korea, and Australia, and the BRICS, which includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, in addition to Iran and Venezuela as regional players and some African countries. China and its Belt and Road Initiative being the biggest power, while Russia and India are the main major players on a geopolitical and economic scale. The West and the BRICS have two options to go, either to address the current geopolitical division and reach a sane agreement of a bipolar world system, or face the catastrophe of World War II. But how did both axes come to this division? First phase of the past three decades has been decisive in shaping today's world. First, the dissolving of the Soviet Union and the socialist bloc. Second, the Gulf War. And third, the Balkan War, which ended in fragmenting former Yugoslavia into six mini countries after the intervention of US-led NATO. The European Union eventually enrolled them under its umbrella at the orders of the USA. The second phase started after the attack on the New York Twin Towers on September 11, 2001, leading to the USA attack on Afghanistan and invasion of Iraq. Then the Greater Middle East Doctrine and Creative Chaos in 2006 under the administration of President Bush Jr., the war on Lebanon 2006, and the proxy terror war against seven Arab countries in 2011. Third phase is the colored revolution in Ukraine and the rise of a Nazi government and the massacres committed against Russian Ukrainians in the Donbas region in the east, 2014. To analyze these phases of the United States aggression and hegemony against other nations and sovereign countries, we have to understand its structure and nature as the legitimate successor of the European colonial powers who built their monarchies and fortunes out of the third world's natural resources and slavery for centuries, and they are still exploiting it to the maximum, driving it to poverty and committing war crimes against millions of people in Africa, Middle East, Asia, and Latin America. The United States created the current war.